Okay, so yesterday we talked a little bit about changing, you know, the language we use when we talk to ourselves and things, and that's what today is going to be about a little bit too, because there's a difference between stress and distress. Distress is a constant threat of uncertainty. Stress, on the other hand, can actually be a good thing. It can make you change things. It can make you get things done. Sometimes there is productive stress. That's different than just being distressed all the time. So how to free yourself from all this fear that you have. I can, I want, I'm willing. Those are three things you can implement. So for one day, keep track of every time you say, oh my goodness, this one got me. Keep track of every time you say, I can't, I need, I should, and I'm trying. I can't tell you how many times in a day I say those words. I can't means I won't. I need and I should means I am abdicating my freedom of choice. And I'm trying is just lying. If you just say you're trying over and over again, but you're not really trying. So eliminate that language from your vocabulary. You can't let go of something unless you replace it with something else. So we're going to try with I can, I want, I willing, I choose, I am. These are the things I am doing. Not I'm trying to do, I am doing this. You can do small things. You may not be able to get to the end point you want to get immediately, but you can do something about it. So change is synonymous with growth. And that's what we want. I mean, if we're never grow, that's part of what life is about. Is continuing to grow and change and find out who you are and being a part of this world and this life. So do one thing differently today than you did yesterday. If you always drive the same way to work, take a different route or ride your bike or take a bus. If you're usually too rushed or preoccupied to chat with the person at the grocery store, maybe just make some eye contact or a little conversation. If your family is usually too busy to eat together, try sitting down to a meal together without the TV on or cell phones. The small steps can seem inconsequential, but they actually train your brain to know that you're capable of change, which is the important thing here.
Yeah, to do a very small
thing and to show yourself, I don't have to do this very same thing the very same way every single time, get the same result. So the possibilities are endless, and getting curious about your life helps turn your anxiety into excitement. And that's what we want. I don't mind the good kind of stress. I don't like being in distress. I like the good kind of stress. You don't have to stay where you are, how you're doing, what you're doing. You can mix it up. You are not stuck. So let's make a little bitty change today and do that. I'm going to start that with meeting a kangaroo today. That's an easy one for me. I'll tell you right now. What do you think you're going to try and do differently today,
man.
Kevin?
You know, I really like the words you said. I mean, you know, there's times that I can't do that. You know, yeah, I can do that. Or at least I can try
I
to
can't,
do that.
I need, I should.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Golly, trying. So I say I'm trying
that.
Every day.
Yeah, and I said I can't meet a kangaroo, but I'm going to meet one. I'm just kidding.
He thought he was going to bail out of the room. I know you can stay in here.
I can't. It's a cute
you
kangaroo.
You can do this.
I do have a fear of them for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm going to be fine. That's okay.
That's okay.
I'm going to beat my fear, and I can do this.
And you're going to find out it's going to be okay.
That's right.
What is up?
Woo!
Hey!
Got me motivated. That's what we do here every single morning, 8:45. We get motivated with Miss Josie, and you can too. And we got it on demand. Don't forget, download that app, WHR *99.1. Hit us up every morning on our podcast. You can share it with your friends. And, of course, we got all the details at mystar99.1.com.